The stuff was like nitric acid. And moreover, in swallowing it, one had the sensation of being hit on the back of the head with a rubber club.
George Orwell subtextually talks about addiction as a way to handle reality in his book 1984. The main character, Winston Smith, is a person who is semi-aware in an unaware society. The government of Oceania controls the thoughts and actions of its citizens while waging a fictional war with its only rival superstates. In doing so, the machine is fueled by the people's hate and fear, almost like an addiction. In that narrative, it is a substance known as Victory Gin. As read, it's painful and crude, just like hate. Greetings, this is Tristan Schuler. I'm here with my co-host, Cheyenne.
Hey.
And we have our lovely narrator, Kiana Hayes.
Hi.
So what we want to do today is explain addiction in the context of the book 1984, but also in the context of ourselves and how we perceive the world. So to keep everybody on the same page, we just want to make sure that we're all using the same definition for addiction and for hate. So for our definition of addiction, we're using the fact or condition of being addicted to a particular substance, thing, or activity. And for our definition of hate, we're using the definition, the intense feeling or passionate dislike for someone or something.
He took up his glass and sniffed at it. The stuff grew not less but more horrible with every mouthful he drank. But it had become the element he swam in. It was his life, his death, and his resurrection. It was gin that sank him into stupor every night, and gin that revived him every morning. When he woke, seldom before 1100, with gummed up eyelids and fiery mouth and a back that seemed to be broken, it would have been impossible even to rise from the horizontal if it had not been for the bottle and teacup placed beside the bed overnight.
So when we're talking about Victory Gin and the symbolism behind it, I think it's really important that we look at Winston as a character, but also in the culture that he was defined in, which is the party. And the party functions in a very specific way in which they take the hate from their way that the people are being treated and transfer it into other things, like the hate for the other two super countries in their world. But Winston takes hate to a whole nother level. He hates everybody and everything. In fact, when he sees Julia for the first time, he's like, I hate her so much, I want to rape her, which is very lovely. But I think that really goes to show how Winston was a very angry person and how he just can't, like, let this go.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, I like to think of it like Shrek. Everybody hates him.
So what we notice with the Victory Gin is that alcohol is an addictive substance and that the party keeps pushing it on people so that they can function. But Winston, who's an outsider to the society, has to figure a way to function within his bounds of his own reality. And the way that he does this is through the Victory Gin. But came to this conclusion that Orwell was trying to symbolize something with the Victory Gin, and that the Victory Gin represents drinking hate and anger. And so this kind of manifests in a lot of ways in 1984, from Winston's hatred towards women, to the party, and then later on towards his acceptance of the party and his hatred of the brotherhood and his own self, which is the only really thing that he really tolerated beforehand.
Those gin-scented tears at the end, that's right there. Just the disgust in himself for changing the thing he hated. That is powerful. So addiction, it's time to talk about addiction, you know, a very serious topic here. You know, it's like when someone is going through some trouble in life, they find that positive association with a substance and they keep on going towards it. Well, that can get very unhealthy fast, especially with certain substances such as heroin, cocaine, you know, other drugs that, you know, you should not be doing.
And it's not only like substances that people get addicted to, which is really interesting because people get addicted to gambling, like the lotto. And that shows up in 1984 as well with the Proles, which is also another really interesting form of showing how people handle their reality. But addiction can also be found in like really weird things like being addicted to playing a game or being addicted to shopping or being addicted to
eating.
Because it's this dopamine that our brain gives off. So we have to get more of the dopamine in order to make ourselves just as happy or satisfied with ourselves. And when we're getting into addictions, oftentimes we are trying to look for a way to escape reality. And that rush of dopamine kind of gets over ourselves and we want to like keep escaping from it. So we have to up the level of what we're consuming in order to function. And we kind of just see this in the progression of Winston and how the party manages to destabilize himself.
Yeah, if you get away from reality just too much, you know, that's how you end up in some pretty bad situations, as we see with Winston. You know, he got carried away in it. He was living that life with Julia off in the room, and one day the law came in.
Yeah. So hate and anger is a really interesting thing for someone to be addicted to, but it's like really understandable. So anger is a secondary emotion, which means that when you're angry, you're not like, it's not an actual feeling, it's a reaction to how you're feeling about something else. Mm-hmm. So say you're driving and someone slams on the brakes in front of you.
Oh.
And you freak out, and you get angry and you start yelling. But you're not actually angry in that moment. You're more like you're scared, but you're controlling it through anger, and that's changing how you perceive it. So you don't have to deal with that fear. And that's what Winston's doing with his own reality, because Winston is scared.
Yeah, he is very scared. I resonated with that example too well. And now I kind of feel a connection to just Winston and his whole scenario. It's like, because me, when I'm driving a car, it's like I'm freaking scared like a soldier off in the war zone. I got the adrenaline pumping through me. So it's like, yeah, I understand the anger right there.
And it's interesting because once Winston loses his ability to like hate everybody around him, because early on he describes how he feels about O'Brien, which is the interrogator and his jailkeeper in the later half of the book. And he kind of just like
glorifies him
and loves him in this kind of like godly kind of way, in which that you can't really relate to. And it's like the only person that like he's not really capable of hating in any way. So when they take him out of the city and whatnot, and they put him in this confined place where he only has O'Brien, there's nothing left for him to hate, and there's nothing for him to get angry at except for himself.
Yeah.
And eventually they take his self-sense away, so there's nothing left that alters the state of reality for him. And so they're able to meld that and take his addiction and use that against him.
Everyone has their own type of addiction. Trying to escape from your reality by using something to take place of it is not healthy, and people need to find something better to use to calm themselves down and cope with what is going on in their lives.
We would like to thank everyone who helped us create this podcast. Kristen Schuler and Cheyenne Trosset as your hosts. Kiana Hayes is our narrator, and Stephanie Green is our production manager. Also to Mrs. Stabler, who offered guidance and materials, this podcast was made possible by a Touchstone Energy Classroom grant from Great Lakes Energy.